Hello, my darlings. You may be wondering why I'm sitting here talking to you with a bunch of bananas in my hand. The answer is because bananas is what our lore is, right? So I'm going to attempt to leave these bananas over my shoulder just so we all know what we're talking about, right? Now, everyone asks me, or say everyone, people ask me, how many of our laws are made in the EU? Well, let's be honest, it's bananas, right? Sounds strange, but let me tell you something, it's not that strange. It was, of course, Lord Justice Laws who in 2002 rewrote Britain's constitutional law by ruling that Steve Oban had committed a criminal offence by selling a pound of bananas, even though it was quite legal under Britain's 1985 Weights and Measures Act for Mr. Oban and his fellow metric martyrs, do you remember them people, to sell goods in pounds and ounces. Under the law as it stood, if Parliament passed a new act, this implied the repeal of the relevant provisions of any law which preceded it. Since the criminal charges against the metric martyrs had been brought under the 1972 European Communities Act, legal precedent dictated that the 1985 Act should override it. But in order to show that it was now a criminal offence to sell a pound of bananas, Lord Justice Laws introduced a new legal principle. He ruled that the European Communities Act had special status as a constitutional statute with the power to overrule any act which followed it. In other words, a constitutional statute is the same as our Magna Carta. In other words, we've just voted on giving our lot away. Let me just clarify the situation. So the question is this: how many of our laws are made in Brussels? The answer is, since 1972, all of them. Every law passed in this country since 1972 must comply with EU or European Union treaties, articles and directives. If they don't, they are invalid. The EU law is our law, and the only way to reverse this is to repeal the 1972 European Communities Act, which gives our consent for Brussels to make our laws. Remember the word consent. I will use it in a legal term. It is crucial. It is crucial to remove this consent by voting to leave the European Union. I now feel on balance I've got to try and support Lord Justice Laws, right? And I'm telling you now, it weren't his fault. He is a judge, and as a judge, he didn't tell a lie. Not like the politician, and by the way, the European politicians, in terms of our MEPs, if you like, certainly the UKIP ones, not talking about some of the others, the European Commission, the presidents, etc., and again, I'll point you back towards the Five Presidents Report, which was published in 2015 last year. They actually say we want complete control of everything and everyone within the European Union. Now, again, going back to the point, Lord Justice Laws was not lying to you. He is not a politician. The truth was laid bare by his ruling. And I'm going to finish on a point, and it's a simple one because it's come straight off the European Union website. From their EU Lex, which is their legal, you know, but it's all on the European website. And by the way, I've actually read the Lisbon Treaty, and it's disgusting that any single person could sign that document, right? And I mean disgusting. A directive is a legal act provided for in the European Union Treaty. It is binding in its entirety and obliges member states to transpose it into national law within a set deadline. Now, that's exactly word for word what they say. So they're not lying to you. The people that are telling us lies are David Cameron and the likes of David Cameron. I'm telling you, I've looked into this, and I am 100% certain that any law made after 1972, without any doubt whatsoever, is European law, because it must comply with European treaties, directives and articles. Now, all I'm saying to you is Lord Justice Laws in 2002, and going back to the martyrs, I'm just asking you, I know I look a bit of a plonker with these on my shoulder, but I want you to think about bananas. Because if anyone says to you, our laws are not made in Europe, they're made in Parliament, yeah? I want you to think of bananas, yeah? And say, what about the metric martyrs? What about what Lord Justice Laws said in his legal precedent? And all he was doing was in effect, yeah, the deadline was up. Can you understand that? The deadline was up, and he was asked, you must now comply with European law. And he did. Because, as a lawman, as a judge, as a law lord, he had no option. Because of the European Communities Act 1972. Because the people give the European Union consent. So what I'm trying to get to is, see these bananas, yeah? Our laws are bananas. Remember that every law since 1972, since that act, and since we voted for a European Union, and we was conned into it, yeah, that's the situation. Now, I'm going to love you and leave you, because although I've been talking about bananas, these are lovely, these ones. Look. Oh, right, and I'm not going to sit here munching. What I'm going to say to you is, whatever you do, if you agree, if you disagree with what I say, repost this, because Sky News, Channel 4, and especially the BBC, right? No one, the LBC, all of them, they've got their own agendas, right? And I'm telling you, I am a normal working man that is looking up this information for those that are undecided, or those that even have made their mind up that they want to stay in, but they just don't get it. So they're just voting for what they've always known. Well, I'm telling you, yeah, I used to be free, and I'm not free anymore. And for me, it's really important that people understand this. This is just one subject area, and I'm hoping that you will repost this, because the only way we can get the message out to people